ready?
Yes.
All right.
Hello.
Hi.
That was pretty.
Hi.
No.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Welcome back to another fun-filled episode of Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary. I'm Pam.
I'm Terry.
And tonight we are doing an older movie. This is a movie I read about, and then we would go through YouTube to a bunch of old number 10 top old movies or whatever. And this was one of them, and it's called The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
Woohoo!
I was worried I was going to say that wrong. And in German, I think it's called Das Kabinett des Dr. Caligari, but it's spelled differently. Don't make me speak German. Sorry, Germany, I slandered your language. Okay, so I wrote notes on this. There was a lot of information on this movie. Tons of information on how the film was shot, what they used at the time. I mean, it's from 1920.
Yeah.
And it's considered one of the first horror movies ever made, which is awesome and interesting.
I've never even heard of it, but then you said that it was German. And I was like, so it's not one of those that just gets tossed around in regular conversation.
So when I started doing the notes, there was so much to write about. I picked stuff here and there that I thought was interesting. But I suggest you go and read this stuff on Wikipedia and on Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb, because there is so much good information about this movie. Also, guys, right now Wikipedia is accepting donations, so go ahead and go donate to them.
I donate to them every month.
I do, too. I donated $2 today. Broke my bank. Anyways, so The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. 1920. It started filming, I believe, in December of 1919. I wrote it down somewhere. And it was released on February 26, 1920.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it 100%.
Wow.
I know. Which I was very surprised.
Was it like one person voted?
No. The audience was 98%.
Nice.
Yeah. Production began, I said, in December 1919. The budget was $18,000. Box office, $8,811.
Yeah.
So it kind of lost money, but I guess at that time, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
1920. And it was shot in Germany. It's originally in German, but we found it with English subtitles, and we'll tell you where you can watch that at. The movie's 52 minutes long, and it was written in over 6 weeks. So it was directed by Robert Wien, and he was also known as an expressionist filmmaker. It was written by Hans Janowitz and Carl Mayer. The cast is Werner Cross as Dr. Caligari. In the 1920s, Cross dominated the German stage, but his participation in the anti-Semitic film Jude Sub, I don't know if I'm saying this right, and his collaboration with the Nazis made him a controversial figure and was unapologetic about it.
Really?
Yeah. This was during World War One.
Well,
this
was
right before the Nazi power rise and all that.
Would take into consideration their popularity and their celebrity and be like, well, you know, the fact that he was unapologetic.
This guy was like, no, he was all for it. And there's some interesting stuff on him that I read, but I'm not going to write about that because I'm writing about this movie. Okay, so I might say these names wrong, and I do apologize if I am pronouncing them wrong. Conrad Veidt as Cesar, and he was on the 1941 film Casablanca. He and his Jewish wife were forced to leave Germany in 1933 after the Nazis came to power. Prior to that, he was a very successful silent film actor and one of the highest paid ones.
Nice.
And then he moved to Berlin, and I think he eventually settled here in the United States with his wife. Lil Dagover as Jane, and she was one of the most popular and recognized film actresses in the Weimar Republic. Which the Weimar Republic, if you don't know, is the unofficial historical designation for the German state from 1918 through 1933.
Yes, I totally knew that.
Okay. Did you know that?
No. This is like having a conversation with my husband. He's like, and then this general. And I'm like, yes, that one. Classic move from that general.
Okay, so Frederick Farrow's the protagonist. He started as an actor, and then he started directing, And he did The House Without Windows in 1920 while he was doing this movie. He was acting in this movie. He plays Francis.
So he was acting in this and directing another movie at the same time?
Rudolf Lettinger as Dr. Olsen. Hans Heinrich von Twardowski as Alan. Rudolf Klein Rogue as the criminal. This movie is considered one of the most influential films of the silent era and is considered one of the first horror and cult movies of all time. The script was inspired by various experiences from the lives of Janowitz and Mayer, both pacifists who were left distrustful of authority after their experiences with the military during World War I. So I believe Janowitz went into the war, but Mayer claimed to be mentally ill. So the military psychiatrist did so many tests on him. And one of the characters is based off of the psychiatrist and all the tests they did on them.
So was he mentally ill?
No, he was not.
Oh, okay.
He just said it to dodge being drafted for the war.
All right.
So since this was filmed around the war, Caligari is supposed to be represented the German war government, and Cesar is symbolic of the common man conditioned like soldiers to kill. Janowitz and Mayer were penniless at the time, and they met through a mutual friend. Gilda Langer, who was an actress that Mayer was in love with, encouraged both of them to write this film together. So they both went to a sideshow and got inspired by one sideshow where this guy would hypnotize people and then make them lift things, like heavy stuff.
Yeah.
So they got the idea kind of from that, because in this film, Caligari kind of uses hypnotism to have Alan do his bidding and killing people for him.
Okay.
Yeah. Gilda, since Mayer was in love with her, she also encouraged the both of the writers to go and see a psychic. And the psychic told Janowitz that he was going to survive the war, he would be fine. But then he also predicted that Gilda Langer, the actress that encouraged them to write this movie, would die at a very young age. She actually died the same year at 23 years old, mysteriously.
Wow.
Yeah. So both predictions came true. So she was the basis of the character for Jane, but since she passed away, Mayer just went with this other lady. Let's see. Caligari's appearance was inspired by German philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer, and it was shot entirely in a studio without any exterior shots, which would give it the expressionist visual style.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's what I got on The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
All right. We're going to watch this on YouTube.
Yes.
They have the full movie on there.
For free.
For free. So if you type in The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, full movie English, there's one, the one that we're watching has... The title is The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, and in parentheses, English title cards, plus sub ITA.
Which is Italian.
The username that uploaded it is Thanatouthios Jr.
Thanatouthios dot J-R, capital J-R.
And there are some other full films on here of this, but if you go to this one... Then we know for a fact that you're going to be at the same exact spot as us when you're watching it.
And it has all the English cards instead of... Because it is a 1920s silent film, so there's reading involved. But I'm excited to do this film. I've heard nothing but good stuff about this and read nothing but good stuff about this, so...
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this except what I just heard, so... But I'm excited to see what... warrants 100% on Rotten Tomatoes because it's really difficult to accurately judge a movie based on those from just what we've seen so far.
Yeah. Roger Ebert actually wrote a book, and in the book he said that the visual effects on this movie and the whole movie itself is just art.
Nice.
It was so well done for the 1920s. And I think back then, like, a lot of the lighting was minimal. So they had to use paint. So they would paint big white walls and black stripes to give it a dramatic look.
Nice. All right. Shots.
Shots. Happy full moon, guys. God damn it. Words.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this.
Pressing play now.
And I did check this one to make sure it didn't have any commercials.
Yeah. I was watching Stranger Things earlier, and my son was on the computer, didn't care at all about what I was doing, and he randomly runs up to me right as something awful is happening, and he is just staring at the TV, totally horrified, and I'm just like, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, and he's just like twisting and staring at the TV, and I'm just, God damn it.
Don't look at that. That's funny. So, there's so many different stories and people. There were so many people that helped with this movie, and everybody has different
recognition?
Yes, thank you. Of what happened during the shooting of this film. So you can't really get what, you know, really happened behind the scenes kind of thing.
Are they on a swing together?
Mm-hmm.
That's adorable. There are spirits everywhere. They are all around us. They have driven me from hearth and home, from wife and child. This is an interesting choice of font. Mm-hmm. Oh no, it's the lady in white. The woman in white? Yes. The woman in white.
Woman. So I think, like, this, they're supposed to be at a cemetery. And the studio that they shot in was only, like, 18 feet wide and high, depth-wise. So they had to paint a lot of their own sets using canvases and, you know, backgrounds and stuff.
He's totally in love.
The way he looked at her, like, he didn't know her.
Yeah.
That's my fiance.
He's like, I'm gonna marry that chick.
Look at her. Beautiful.
Okay. Now they're gonna have, a competition as to who's seen the weirdest shit.
Right. Let me tell you about it. Okay.
Tell us all about it. He's really close to him, like he's whispering the story to him. Picture this.
So all of this was painted on canvases.
Nice. And still, it cost them $18,000 to make.
Yeah.
Fair.
But you got to keep in mind, in 1920 in Germany, they were only allowed to do so many things, and they got away with a lot of stuff that they weren't able to shoot. They had to cut a bunch of scenes.
Oh, okay.
And they were limited on resources and lighting and all that.
Who? I don't see anybody. Oh, there he is.
There he is. There he is.
He looks like the Penguin from Batman. I would run away so hard.
Yeah.
We could be... Look, he's getting taller. Oh, no.
Okay, looks like he's falling. He's
like, you need to speak up.
This is such a boring story. Alan, my friend, this story is awful. So So you see how it's dark and light? That's all painted on the walls.
Oh, so it looks like shadow.
Yes.
Nice.
Sort of looks like,
I was going to say, he looks like somebody
the actor who plays the McFly.
Yes, I was going to say the one that plays Willard, but it's the same
yes.
dude.
Or the thin guy from Charlie's Angels. The new ones with... Cameron Diaz.
Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover. I like that name.
It's a nice name.
Crispin. You think he's like, you can't call me Chris. You have to call me by my full name.
His mom calls him Crispy.
Crispin, come here, son.
Extra, extra.
Costume logs. If it's all new.
Okay. That doesn't tell me anything, really, about this fair. It's the worst paper. I need some examples. Look at this! All new!
All new!
All new! We gotta go!
See how they did all the lighting, the painting on the wall?
Come on, Francis!
Let's go! The fair! You do Alan, I'll do Francis.
But I don't know which one's which!
Comes.
Creeping through the halls.
I think this is supposed
nice.
To be like alley, back, you know, road.
Oh, well, put your hat back on, dude.
Good evening, Dr. Caligari. I'm going to read his lips. Oh, no, no, no.
Don't go in. The town clerk is in a bad mood today. He's going to be a total dick to you.
Uh-oh. Oh, really?
What about this paper?
Can I bribe you? And you can just pretend you didn't tell me anything?
Is he a dick now?
Dr. Caligari.
Oh, he would love to see you.
Yes.
Why didn't you say that to begin with? Why'd you give me this other card first?
What is this? $2? Who has this kind of money?
Wait! Whoa, 3 exclamation points? Calm down, sir.
Dang, he's in a bad mood. He yelled at him. No wonder Dr. Caligari's killing people.
Look at him. That asshole. Did he not look at my signature?
I just gave him money. He's going to make me wait.
That is a really tall...
I know.
Like, what is that, a table? What is he on?
Be like a desk thing?
That's
like,
crazy.
Wait,
I said...
Like, Ebenezer Scrooge, and what's his worker's name? The big desk he sits on like that.
Oh my god, what is his name? Oh no, Pam!
All I know is little tiny Tim. Ebenezer Scrooge. If you guys know, email us.
Oh no!
gmail.com.
Forget by that point.
His name is Chester Copperpot.
Chester's a good name.
I want to apply for a permit to present my exhibit at the fair. Dot, dot, dot. What kind of exhibit? Let me guess. A somnambulist. So, somnambulist.
Yes. When you were saying it, I was thinking that.
I couldn't say it.
But then I was worried that I was jumping to conclusions and it wasn't the right thing.
No, and I read the word like so many times because I was so adamant on saying it.
Bob Cratchit.
Bob Cratchit! God damn it. There they are at the fair. So this is just one room and they had just the Ferris wheels going and the same people walking around them to make it look busy.
Nice.
And that's all in this one room.
It does look like a tiny room. It's impressive what they can do with that.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be like a town, you know, they're at the fair.
It's like a stage show.
Yeah.
Only much smaller because it's only 18 feet.
But I can see how that's really cool how they did that visually, you know?
Yeah.
Look at the monkey.
Where?
That's a 1920s one.
Aww.
Give the monkey some money.
He looks like he's going to bite them all. Get away from him. He's mad.
He's mad.
It's the town clerk. Look out.
He's like, who's that guy? Why is it like an animal all crazy?
Get out of here.
Is he drunk? Cratchit! I like how they did all the tents.
Yeah. She's gonna hit so many people with that thing.
I know. It's the advertising.
That's the best way to advertise. It slap is. You in the face with it.
We need to walk around with our own sign and just smack people in the face.
We have sandwich boards.
Hey!
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Did you read my sign? We need a podcast.
He's like, come look at my show. It's the bomb. That's a serious bell, and he's ringing it right by his ear. Look, that's the kind of sign we need.
Yeah, he's presenting himself like those... what are they? The snake oil peddlers? What is that?
I don't know. It's really dark.
What?
Surprise. Caesar, the somnambulist.
I like
that
word.
It's fun to say. But I can't remember how to say it. My pronunciation is horrible.
Ooh, mysterious crimes. Those are the best kind of crimes.
Ooh. Fancy. I like the little... the bottom.
I'm seeing Harry Potter lightning bolt every time I see it now.
That bed looks cozy.
There's a mysterious crime in that bed.
Uh-oh.
Let's see it. Murder. Oh, the town clerk, because he's an asshole.
He made him wait.
Stab in the side. Some kind of pointed instrument.
His cane?
That's not mysterious. He was in a bad mood, so he was yelling at people with 3 exclamation points.
Yeah. So people were pissed.
That's...
If somebody yelled at me with 3 exclamation points... Watch out. I got a shank.
Next thing you know, it's all caps.
Don't look at me, little puppet.
It was the monkey the whole time! Oh. This guy, he's so excited about the fair.
So
check it
guy.
Out. I told you, all new exhibits.
Yep. The guy with the monkey, you see him spinning the thing?
Yeah.
For some reason, I feel like that's spinning all of it, you know? Just keep
he's
cranking
making,
it.
He's making all the
it's
other things turn in the back.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be like a music box. Jeez. That's how I ring the lunch bell at work.
Step right in.
Here, first time ever, you can see Cesar, the 23-year-old somnambulist.
Somnambulist. It's like ambulance.
Somnambulist. The miraculous Cesar, who has slept day and night for 23 years without interruption. Dang, what a lucky guy.
But he's 23 years old, so he's been asleep his whole life.
Before your very eyes, Cesar will awaken from his death-like sleep. Step right in.
Well, yeah, if he was ringing the bell like that.
Right? He rings it right by his ear. He has a bullhorn. Get up!
Oh, it's a miracle he woke up!
At him? Oh, it's a drawing of him.
It's Cesar.
Interesting. I wonder if anybody still has these props.
I thought it was a bottle because I couldn't see the face. I thought it was a bottle.
Is that like a potion?
Or a coffin? I was trying to figure out what it is.
Come right in, folks.
Did not think
Step
it was a dude.
Right in. Go on, dear. You first.
He's going to hit someone with his cane now. Trying to wave him in. Whack. Whack. Now with his hat.
He's bringing him in. Look at him. He's like, come check it out.
I don't know if I'd even be... I wouldn't want to see that. That sounds boring.
The cabinet of
come
Dr.
look at this
Kelly
guy
Garney.
Who's been asleep his whole life, and he's gonna wake up. Would you stand in line to go see a guy wake up?
No.
They're all just drawn to his bell.
That goddamn bell.
I wonder if he ever hit himself in the
head. Yeah, he just threw it. Could you imagine that noise? Just bong, 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 bong.
It's a good thing this film is silent. Good lord.
Check it out, guys.
Here he is.
He's like...
He has the most drool you've ever seen.
Oh, could you imagine the sleep in his eyes?
Oh, he can't even open them.
They're
it's like he has pink
crusty.
Eye.
They gotta use like a warm, damp towel to loosen them up.
I'm like, let me get my crowbar out. Excuse me.
It's a chisel, a hammer. It's like cement, dude. 23 years? Good lord.
And he's sleeping standing up? That's
dang.
Different.
No arches. He's been standing his entire life.
Right. The flattest feet. He's got some nice eyelashes, damn.
Really? Get up!
He's gonna stab him.
Cesar, do you hear me? Cesar, I am calling you. I, Dr. Caligari, your master. Awake for a moment from your dark night.
So he's been asleep his entire life because it's been 23 years.
Yes.
Why is this guy his master?
I don't know.
Did he buy him as a baby? Like a pet?
Well, he's hypnotized, isn't he?
They didn't say that.
Oh, what's a somnambulist mean?
Well, he
I think
didn't.
It's like a sleepwalking.
But he said he's been asleep for 23 years.
Like a type of sleepwalking. Ew, he does look like.
Oh,
could you imagine
God.
His breath? He's like, oh. And like, the whole audience is like.
It's like on Hocus Pocus when yeah. that dude like wakes yeah. up. And he cuts his mouth open, and it's just like,
just like that. He's like, oh, what are these? What is this? What is that? What's he pointing at? He can walk, but he's been asleep.
Who dressed him?
It's amazing. Dr. Caligari. He's just wearing his pajamas.
Some skin tight pajamas.
Really?
Yeah, a somnambulist is just a sleepwalker.
Sleepwalker, right?
That's it. Well, this is just riveting.
Ta-da!
This guy looks
fuck,
so shocked.
Where's the box?
Oh,
I was going to do the clap. It's okay. Too late. Forget
it's too
it.
Late. Well, that'll be another ta-da moment. Look at this showman.
Look at his glasses. What's he doing? Did you see that?
Ladies and gentlemen.
He can talk, too, and he's never been up. How did he learn to speak?
In the womb.
He would just listen.
He laid on top of...
A heavy sleeper, but a very good listener.
Well, he laid on top of... He
Cesar
listened to things.
Knows every secret. He knows the past and sees the future. Judge for yourselves. Step right up. Hey, Sarasar.
Am I going to get a raise at work?
No.
He does know the future. He's so good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh my god,
this guy, man.
I want to try to read this. That's how we're going to talk from now on, Terry. We're just going to put our hands.
I'm just going to grab
every time. We'll switch him over.
He seems like a fun friend. He's so excited
He's
about
like,
everything.
Go out there. No, I don't want to.
Oh, damn. That's not a question I want to know.
Right? How long do I have to?
17 minutes. Because I'm going to kill you.
Jeez.
Oh my god, he's so intense.
I would be throwing Tic Tacs.
Till dawn tomorrow?
Oh.
Shit.
Let's sit right there. Throw a Tic Tac. Hits his tooth. Dink. Ow.
I'm just trying to help.
What the fuck? Why does he look so, like, excited that he's gonna die?
Maybe it's, like, hysteria.
Dawn. Maybe.
He's trying to throw up. I don't know. Yeah, that was a stupid question. Why didn't you ask about Susan in accounting?
I do. It's like, why did I ask that? What is the matter with me?
I like this star thing on the ground. That's cool.
I would have loved to seen that set.
It does look like art. Mm-hmm. Like, because, like, it looks almost curved. It's almost like an Escher painting.
Yeah. More in person.
Yes. That. What the? Stop looking at everything. You only have till dawn. Let's go party.
What? Here, give me a rest.
He's actually just checking his pulse.
Are you? Seems to be slowing down, dude. Take another shot.
I can tell you're about to die anytime now. Hi. Yes, this is how you spend your last night. Wait, that's a chick from the graveyard.
Oh, it is. Well, this is like a flashback. He's talking about how he met her.
Yeah, he said it was his fiance.
Yes.
He met his fiance on his friend's last day. I'm glad it was his friend's turn to have some adventures his last
Maybe
night.
Maybe he did, and then he died. And
he's like, now that he's gone.
You'll do. I want a little trailer like that.
Makes you think of The Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. When they're still in Kansas, when she meets the guy that's the wizard. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. I'm sorry, guys. I've had a long day.
I took a 30-minute nap earlier.
Lucky.
And I'm so excited about that nap. It was a power nap.
This is the first time I get to sit down today. It's nice. My feet hurt.
But I was, like, way out of it when I woke up. You saw me.
Yeah. I walked in, and I was like, hey, Terry, I'm here to drop off my kid. And Terry just looked so, like, out of it. And I was like, are you okay?
I just kept nodding.
She's like, yeah. Like, oh, did you just get up from a nap? Oh, we both love her.
Aww.
Look at him. He's all like, I got dibs. You first. I'm dying.
It's my last night. We shall remain friends for these next few hours.
Screw it. What do they call them? Pussy buddies or dick buddies or pocket buddies? I don't know.
Pocket buddies?
Deal. Wear a condom. Deal, buddy. Me first. But
bye.
I'm dying.
I feel like I should get it.
Night.
I feel like what?
Uh-oh. I see something.
She's not in there.
No.
Oh, is that her?
No. Dude, you have time to run. Run.
Yeah, get out of your bed and run away.
Oh, I'm shocked. Run! No! No! Oh! It's his friend. He's grabbing him by the wrist. Only his friend does that. Oh, no. Stab!
In the face?
Dang.
Whoa.
He's like, what is she going to like about you now, lover boy? There she goes. Hello, gentlemen. Excuse me. Is this his address? Booty call.
Hey.
Like, what are you doing here? It's 2 a.m. Come look at my ankles.
Scandalous. Mm. Don't.
I'll show you my knee.
No, that's not her.
Mr. Francis. Mr. Allen is dead. Murdered.
What?
Oh. Oh, no. Mr. Francis.
The somnambulist was correct. Oh. Now to ask him for the lottery numbers. Look at him. He's thinking about it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That would be the best if those were the lottery numbers.
Right? What the fuck? Did you... spin those, shake them really well. Did you spin it in that cage thing hard enough?
Wait, so they were already in there. She didn't have to tell them.
Well, I think this is a different scene. At his place. They cut the scene where they walked over there. Oh, no. My heart. I'm heartbroken. Is
like, what? I bet it was that somnambulist.
He said it was. He was going to die.
He didn't predict the future. He's the killer.
Yeah.
I figured it out. The prophecy. That makes it sound so much more important than what it was.
Than predicting the future.
The prophecy.
What?
What did you say? I can't hear you.
Cut scene? What?
Huh?
Talk louder into my earpiece. Look at that. The stairs, how they have them painted.
It is. Yeah, I can see it. It's good.
They're sitting on very tall bar stools. Their heads are like to the roof. Oh, is this like the police station?
Yeah, looks like.
He stabbed in the head and his neck was squeezed.
And then he breathed like this.
And then he went,
And then
why?
Stab. And scene.
And then... Stab again. And he's still not done.
The two of them were like, well, let's start investigating.
Then what happened?
Oh, are you still?
You're still here. he's still talking, Chief.
Stab.
So he got stabbed? So what you're trying to say is...
He was stabbed?
He was stabbed. Like this, guys. He did it like this. Look at my hand.
It's probably like in slow motion, just like this.
Here. Let me do it slower. So you can see. You guys can't see me right now, but I am doing a very slow, stabby motion.
Stab ever.
With a lighter as my shank. Stab.
Stab.
And
right at the end.
And dead. So distraught, go cry on Jane's shoulder.
Bosom?
Her bosom. That's very 1920s language there. Stop it. My bosom. I can't do it. You know how they're very like...
Oh, there she is.
I told you. Trouble. Let me show you how he did it. Stab. Stab. Can you show me one more time?
Yes. Shut up. He did not. You know, they fell in love with her so fast.
She's beautiful. What's not to love, Terry? That luscious brown... locks of hair, the big eyes with the deep black circles.
I was like, she looks like a vampire.
Well, in the 1900s, they had to paint, since everything was black and white, their lips like, or their faces blue and their lips like bright red or dark red, so that you can see their expressions better on film.
It's like, the Addams Family.
Mm-hmm.
Their house was pink.
Yep.
I saw pictures of it and, like, this would be a totally different show if we could see it in color.
Pretty in pink.
Like this room. Who's this dude?
Well, see what happened was.
He was stabbed. Let me show you.
Like this.
Look, he already has his hand was ready. He was like about to.
Stabbed, you say? Here, give me your wrist.
I will get permission.
Somnambulist.
That's an amazing idea.
All right, let's go.
I like that they're changing colors for no reason.
Yeah, it does add to...
so that it's not all just sepia tones.
The scene and the mood, you know?
Yeah. Although I'm not sure what the mood was supposed to be with that pinkish-purple scene, but...
like, a little...
just a change of pace. Who's this dude?
I don't know. The thief, maybe?
He does seem like a criminal of some sort.
Did you see how they did that cobblestone kind of road? Murder! Help! Murder!
Help me murder!
See, that's what you did before 911, guys. You just yelled it out your window. Murder! Murder!
And he's got a knife.
Well, he is walking around looking all suspicious. Everybody grab him and drag him off.
They're going to go stone him in the city square.
And then take him to trial.
Yeah, trial, that's what I meant.
What is he cooking? What you cooking up there, Dr. Caligari? Some calamari.
Oh, no. Hey. Hello there, here's your Get breakfast.
Up. He just smacks him.
He's just going to, like, smear Get it on up. His mouth. Here's Whoa.
Oh, he's asleep.
He's like a doll. Here you go. It's time for your makeup.
How's he going to eat if he's asleep?
Airplane.
Oh, he can eat, look. He can do an airplane. Get anybody to eat, do an airplane.
My son wouldn't. No. He's the only one. And then I tried choo-choo train.
And he did?
And he would not.
Aw.
I had to sing a song to him. And my husband snuck up on me and took a video of it.
Dude, my kid just eats.
Yeah, my girls ate just fine. And my son was like, fuck you, Mom. I'm like, But you love trains. Here's a train.
Not your train.
And I'm like, God damn it.
I'll do my own train, lady. What's up, guys? Nothing suspicious here. Just feeding my somnambulist, that's all. What? No, never heard of him.
I don't know who that is.
Just went to his house yesterday. Oh, yeah, that guy? I had to borrow some sugar.
He was just joking around. You know, death jokes.
Gosh, guy, he didn't mean anything by it. Oh, they're taking
this guy. Gosh, guy.
They're taking him up the stairs.
Oh, no, everyone knows that's where the bad stuff happens.
There's the cops. We caught this guy with a knife. What?
That's how that other guy died.
Everybody pointed him. Look at that shirt. Look at that hat. Holy smokes. Wow, that's a fancy stash.
I was like, I'm checking out his mustache, man. All right. Look at him.
Why is everybody looking at me?
Fuck you guys. This is my best shirt.
We found this on him. What is it? It's pretty heavy. Why are you walking around with a knife?
Could you stab with this?
It's the 1920s. I gotta protect myself.
Yes, that is a knife. That could be the murder weapon.
Are you sure? Look at it.
It's really sharp. La la la. That's normal for him.
What'd you do to him? He's sleeping. He just looks so upset. But he's mad because they're messing with him. He's like, you're my next victim.
I interrupted his feeding.
God damn it. My snowman hat.
His schedule's all messed
Wake
up.
Wake him
now.
Up. No. How would you feel if I woke you up while you were sleeping so
just
good?
Come back later. During
Dude,
the
did
show.
Did you see him eating while he was asleep? I wanted to be able to do that. I'd never have to wake up.
I'm glad I can't do that. I'd
just
be like,
sleep and eat.
1,000 pounds.
Extra, extra, the riddle of Holstenwall solved. The double murderer caught in his third attempt. Who's he trying to kill?
Who was
the
third?
The thrice time.
Yeah, who was the third?
I don't know. Oh, you're good. We caught him. Hooray! Thanks.
Sorry, bye. Oh, third attempt would be when that dude snuck into that doorway. I guess they assumed he was trying to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Ah, ha, ha, ha,
you
idiots.
Suckers. I'm going to go make a snowman. Put my hat on him. I need that hat. I wish I had a doorknob there. No, I'd have to close it this way. Pinches my fingers every time. Absence of her father. Oh, dang it.
Her father?
I thought she was trying to hook up with that guy. Maybe her father passed prior. I hate reading my fucking address book. It's always the same people. I need to make new friends. But where? Hey, where's that guy I met the other night?
The one that didn't die.
This guy. Oh, there he is. He's at the police station staring down the fucking suspect.
Show him how you stab. And it'll tell us.
What are you looking at? It's true that I tried to kill the old woman.
But she was a bitch.
She was a bitch. Yeah.
What? That's it? That's your confession?
Are you serious? And
I thought they would. They would blame the mysterious murderer again.
Okay.
He was taking advantage of the situation.
What's that? The copycat?
Yeah.
I swear I had. Help me, God. Oh, well, if you say so, help me, God. We believe
you. He's going to help you.
Set him free. Let him go kill that old lady.
Everybody knows.
I mean, come on, guys. You know she's a bitch.
The whole town hates her.
Everybody hates it. Is that true? Do you hate her? I hate her.
I hate her. I thought I was the only one. Yes, let's let him go.
Is she wearing like a bonnet or like a kerchief?
I don't know. It looks like it's just her hair.
Oh, she's at the fair. No, that's something. Yeah, is it?
Maybe she's looking for her dad?
Oh, maybe. Are you my dad? Dad? Are you my dad?
Anyone? Could you be my dad?
Dad? Dad?
Oh, was that you, Dad? Right
Hello?
There?
Dad?
Oh, it's you. I love
he's
you.
He's all these tents. Oh, wait. That kind of looks like him. I bet that's him. Dad?
Is that her dad? No.
I thought he was going to hit her on the head with that. And I might find my father, Dr. Olson, here. Oh, okay. Who?
Yes, he's right inside. Come on in, little girl.
All right.
Thinking creepy thoughts.
Come on in. Have a nice cup of tea.
I'll help you find him.
He's in this tent. See, I'm just a nice man. I won't hurt ya.
Don't trust him. No,
yeah,
he's creepy.
I guess you're okay.
You have a cane and a hat.
There she goes. Dead. Come check this out.
Look in my back room.
Okay.
Be quiet.
See this thing?
Yeah?
Check this out. Okay.
Oh! It's a dead body! He's your father!
He looks like the penguin right the way he was standing right there.
Isn't it cool?
What do you think?
You want to hang out?
Want to touch him? yeah.
I do, actually.
Is he breathing?
He's just my type.
Go ahead. Touch him. Here, use my cane to poke him. Okay.
That's what I do.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. He opened his eyes.
I see where he's going.
Oh,
yeah. He looked at me.
Run away, lady. Run away.
What is that thing on her dress?
Where?
This, like...
It looks like a cloak, maybe.
Yeah.
It's, like, tied in the front. You scared the pretty lady away.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. Gotcha. After the funeral. It's a pretty
nice.
Neat cemetery entrance. Dang. She went all out for that funeral.
She loved him. Night again? What?
God damn it, it's night again?
Oh,
Yeah, they did the trees, like, pointy and stuff.
Oh, I see.
The plants. Yeah. Or is that... Oh, that's the entrance.
Hey, so how long do I have to live?
Can I ask you something? No, get out of here. You missed your chance. Oh, come on.
Who's the murderer? That's my question.
Fine, I'll sneak in.
Why is he walking like that? Trailer. Is this him sneaking?
He is sneaking. Oh, he's peeping. Peeping Tom.
Oh, man. Oh, he's just watching him? And he's watching
look
him
at
watch
little
him?
Tiny trailer. What's he supposed to do? He's like actually just chilling, not even thinking about that guy being there. Oh, look at him. The somnambulist.
That's how I walk down hallways.
I've seen it.
I need to have
in the shadows
at least one whole half of my body touching
Terry,
the wall.
Is that you in the shadows?
Who else would it be?
Tiptoe through the meadow. Or is it the garden? That song I have it stuck in my head from Insidious.
Oh, yes. I like these little designs on her wall.
Oh, no.
You came and watched me when I was asleep.
Dang, that was easy to break into. And he's got this knife from the guy.
Or they just all have the same knife.
It's from the same cobbler. I'm like, oh,
they went to the same
cobbles
place.
Knives. He's the cobbler in town. That's where you get the best stabby knife. What do you need? I need a big toothpick looking thing. You got it. I've been selling these like crazy this week.
I don't know what it is.
Sure, I'm
gonna make more.
They're for shish kebabs.
It's all the rage right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, like, I love her.
I can't.
She's too beautiful.
What is it? No, I'll squeeze
Whoa,
her
where'd
head
the knife
instead.
Go? Did he drop it?
I guess. On her head. You just hear that tink. Oh, shit! She's like, oh, no! He's like, leave your chin! Oh, no, help me! That's a struggle.
Is that her dress or the bed sheets?
Her nightgown.
Did you hear that?
Something? I think so. It's her nightgown. He's like, damn, quit moving. You're heavy.
He's so tiny, but he's strong.
I think it came from Jane's room. Oh, shit. She's gone. We're too busy screaming at each other.
Where could she have gone? What do you think happened?
The window's
there's probably a freaking knife right there on the ground.
The whole town went in.
Look, she didn't even make the bed.
They broke the window. Check it out. Oh, my God, you're right. Everybody, feel this.
Is he flying? Is he upstairs?
I don't know. They're all pointing to the broken window.
Look at them go.
Oh, I guess he's on the roof.
Huh. That's handy. She's not even struggling anymore.
She fainted. She's in shock.
She's like, all right, let's see where this goes.
Oh, but this guy's asleep? He was still in there
Yeah, he was
asleep?
Still watching him. It was twins the whole time.
I'm going to throw her down this slide. I didn't want to go by myself. I'm so glad she came with me.
He's like, dude, they're ganging on you.
Getting heavy.
Oh, no, no, no.
Fuck it.
Bye.
Drop the loot.
It's not worth it.
Is she okay? I don't know. She's just being dramatic. Quick, everybody take her up the cell.
It takes three people to get her back up.
Well, two to hold the body and one to hold the head. What the hell? Where are you going?
I'm going to be a tree. They'll never notice. I'm one of these trees.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
Did he die? What was that noise?
This is so boring.
They're just sitting there. Old man's just sitting there looking. What happened? Oh, Jane. It's me, the guy that didn't die. Please, my love, wake up. What happened to her? I don't know. She fainted.
Huh? Is she a somnambulist now?
Oh.
Did he give it to her?
She got touched. It's hello. Like cooties. I saw something. Oh, my God. I remember. Ah!
Cesar!
Again, what?
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
Like, no. I'm not so sorry.
I'm Alan.
Don't you remember?
Alan? We went to that funeral earlier.
I can't defend him.
Asleep in his box. I've been watching him for hours.
It's an imposter.
Hours.
Hours.
Standing there for hours looking in a window.
They didn't have TV.
I know what I saw.
Don't tell me, damn it. You're crazy.
I know
Fuck
who
you.
Attacked me. Alan, god damn it.
Whatever. Go with your boyfriend, Cesar. You want to make out?
Whoa, that was weird.
Really
I want to know what they're writing.
Stools
all the time.
Hunched over for hours.
It's like terrible for their backs.
Hey, I saw him. He stabbed her.
He grabbed her face.
And then he like put his arms out like this.
And he carried her.
I forgot what happened.
I stopped listening to her. She's just so beautiful.
Give me a minute. I'll come back to me.
Let me think.
Damn it, I forgot. Sorry, guys.
I'm just really tired. I was watching this guy in the window for hours.
The prisoner safe in his cell. Uh-oh.
No, we released him.
Yeah, what do you think? We're a big bunch of dummies? I must see him. Are you related to him?
Okay,
visiting
go.
Hours are between. Day
no, they
again.
They don't even question it. They're just like, yeah, all right, it's fine.
Visiting hours are at day again. Not night again. Day again.
Oh, it is day again. God damn it.
Well, this says 5. What does that mean?
There's an F. Oh, man.
Hey, where'd you guys go? Oh, there you are. Look in there. But you gotta look this way. Oh, there he is, little big fucking
dang. Like a, what is
he's
that, a tent?
Chained to, like, a boulder or some shit.
Huh, couldn't have been him.
Like, see? He's chained to a boulder and shit.
We know how to keep prisoners. It's her job.
He's just sitting there. Go look at his window.
Look in his window, man. Check
he's
him out.
He's just sitting there.
You look, guys watch
stand
this
here.
Time.
I'll stand here. Around the place. What? What's up, guys? Hey.
What's going on? What doing anything?
Just sitting. What's up? Yeah. I'm sitting.
Oh, they're assaulting the old man.
Stop that. I don't wanna.
You go stand over there.
Move. We gotta see it.
You gotta buy a ticket.
I never.
Totally looks like it.
All right.
The nerve.
He's like, my heart. Oh, he looks so sad. Oh, they're taking him. Are they taking him or just bringing him out?
There wasn't enough Uh-oh. Room in that little room for them all to stand there. Bye.
What is he doing? There he is. Look. Oh, it's a doll. Shit.
It
a fucking doll, you guys. And he ran off. Go catch his ass.
He's scared of dolls.
See, I screamed.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I was watching this for hours. Gross.
That looks like a slide.
Yeah, I bet that'd be so much fun.
Yeah, I already caught that old man. I'm just going to creep slowly.
Is he still trying to sneak? I think the time for sneaking's over.
He's following him. Maybe this he doesn't nice. Know he's following him.
I like the painting on the ground.
Mm-hmm. The dirt road path.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yes.
Demons.
German.
Adult. So if you speak German, email us at drunkandscary@gmail.com and let us know what that said. Because I am curious.
But not curious enough to go to Google Translate.
No.
What is that?
My phone.
Oh. Who is this? Doctor?
What? Caligari.
No, what? But there's a doctor here by the name of Dr. Caligari.
What?
I was sneaking after him this whole time, and he came right this way.
Never heard of him.
That's him.
Let me ask this guy. He's one of the managers. Hey, this guy's looking for a Dr. Caligari. Have you heard of him? I've never heard of that guy.
Yes?
That's my first day. No? I've worked here for 30 years and never heard of that guy.
What? But I followed him here. Director returned only today. Perhaps she would like to speak to him personally.
Oh, it's Dr. Caligari.
Yes.
He's the director. He returned.
We were wrong the whole time. DR does not mean doctor. It means director. Director Caligari.
Yeah.
Here's our weird-ass door. Go on in. I need a door like that. Dun, dun, dun! Yes? Ah, you son of a bitch! Run away! Look at that door. It's like a triangle.
Crazy.
Oh,
no.
I can't believe I didn't know.
Horror.
Oh, I need a doctor.
Good thing this chair was
there. Not the director. Here you go. Let's teach you how to sit
what
right.
What happened? You fainted. No way. There's no way I could have fainted.
I know how to sit in chairs.
I was right here the whole time. I saw it.
He is Caligari.
No one else.
No, his name's John. John.
He works on the third floor. You know him. He's married to Meredith. They have 3 kids and a dog.
No one ever suspects the director.
Oh, my bad.
While the director lies asleep, an investigation is held. Dun, dun, dun.
That must be a pretty quick investigation.
All right. Things went so much faster there.
Look how he's sleeping. Look at his chest. This guy is having sleep apnea.
Don't go in there. He's asleep. Run away! So they still don't have the... CISAR.
Nope.
He never went back. Ooh, let's tear this office apart. Look at that skeleton. I bet that's one of his victims.
Oh, right. I'm just gonna hang him up here.
I'm a doctor. No one's gonna question it. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, they're going to move him an inch to the right. let me just adjust this slightly.
Right over here.
Yes, creepy books. This is probably his diary. How to Kill Everyone. Compendium of the University of Uppsala. 1726. Oh, Somnambulism.
Okay.
That was a huge-ass book on that.
Mm-hmm.
His special field of study. Mm. Why are they so surprised about this book? Just
they're
look
like,
further.
Oh, there's an actual book out about it?
I thought he made it up.
This whole time. What does it say? Give me a minute. I just turned the page. Let me find it.
Skip to the end.
Dude, this guy's sleeping hardcore. I want to sleep like that.
They do not have time for four people to read this one page at a time.
Oh, what does that say?
Oh, right God, there? The Cabinet of Caligari in the year 1703, a mystic by the name of Dr. Caligari toured the fairgrounds of certain small towns of northern Italy, accompanied by a somnambulist called Cesar. 1703, holy shit.
Are you done?
And that is the title.
Are you finished? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you
finish
reading it?
God damn. Okay. Are you still... I'm still on 1703.
Hold on.
This is a weird font. I can't read it really well.
Okay, turn it. For months he held one town after another in the grip of panic through a series of murders committed under almost identical circumstances.
Oh, shit.
What is she... What are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Kill us, Terry?
Leave me alone. It'll go in there.
Oh no, we're missing for
he had completely enslaved to his will a somnambulist and compelled him to carry out his fantastic schemes, and by means of a dummy, the exact likeness of Cesar, which he kept in a chest, he was able to divert any suspicion that might fall on the somnambulist.
Okay. Did you want some of this?
I do.
Okay, well, I can wait for you to pour that in your glass.
Oh, that's going
to
be the strongest.
Oh, it says to go to page 86.
Oh, my diary! It's like a choose-your-own-adventure.
I was looking for that. I lost it in, like, junior high. Check it out, guys.
He took it the whole time.
Oh, look, I wrote about this.
Finally,
they have reported the admission to the asylum of the somnambulist.
Oh, ooh. He took him from an asylum?
Dang.
Damn. Those dizzy shots that took me forever to do.
Cheers to Dr. Caligari. It's a good movie, man. I'm very impressed with this.
Dude, you can barely see him back there.
Alive?
Yep.
He's like, what do you want?
Why didn't you get one of those tall stools?
He just has, like, get out of here. Look, come check him out. He's over here, guys. I found him.
Oh, there he is.
We took him.
We thought he was a tree, but we found him.
Oh, this is flashback to when, before he took him. Check him out. You see this guy?
Oh, yeah. He's never been awake in his life.
What? Where did you find him? Back to some old lady's house.
Smell him. Yes. He'll do. You guys get out of here. Go. Skedaddle. Shoo.
Ah, finally somebody brought me in a good specimen.
My boy.
Use. Oh, I love you. Look at you all cute in your little black pajamas. Ah, ha, 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 ha. I'm rich.
I'm going to write in my diary about
check
you.
Check it
right
out. Look
here.
At this part right here. See this right here? It says right here.
That's
check
you.
It out. You
see
that's
that? You.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. I can't even pronounce this word.
Oh, shit.
He tore it in half.
Oh, no. That's an exaggerated response right there.
Did he sit in his lap? See? Oh, yeah.
This guy. How can they even see any of the words?
I don't know. Oh, he's up.
The irresistible passion of my life is being fulfilled. I shall unravel the psychiatric secrets of this Caligari. He has beautiful handwriting.
I know. It's like, look at that penmanship.
That's not what I would expect from that guy.
He writes with a quill.
Especially considering his signature at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
That was a mess. That was the doctor's signature. If I hadn't known the name of the movie, I wouldn't have been able to tell you what it said.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Now I shall learn if it's true that a somnambulist can be compelled to perform acts which, in a waking state, would be
abhorrent to him.
That he can be driven against his will to commit a murder. You don't say, big boy.
Too bad all murderers don't have a diary.
Right?
They, like, list out their plans ahead of time.
January 25th, 1999. They're, like, sitting on their belly. with their feet up, in their pajamas. Today I killed a man.
They have one of those fun things at the ends of their pens, like a feathers or something.
Hearts on their eyes. In the grip of an obsession.
I've got an idea.
I'm double jointed.
Oh, he is. That? Damn. He's just stretching while he reads.
He's like, I have to read this way. My glasses aren't that good.
Oh, God. I can't move my arm now.
Who farted?
Oh, see? There it is.
I'm double jointed this way, too. Oh,
I'm so excited. This is my favorite part.
Jeez.
He does not know how to handle books.
I tried the heart of secret. I must become Caligari. Alright. Oh, I'm tired.
This
reading.
Is so much work.
I hugged this book too hard.
This book is so heavy.
It's like they did it almost with like a fish type of lens, you know, to make it look like he's coming from down a road or something.
Caligari.
Warden? Warden?
He's just going crazy now.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I feel faint. I shouldn't have. Do must. Caligari. Dearden. Like, you must. Caligari, you must something. Warden?
I don't think that German works like that.
Do must Caligari Warden. Warden. Caligari, you must something. Dear Warden, what is that? Do must Caligari Warden. Warden. What is Warden? Are you Googling it?
How'd you spell Warden?
W-E-R-D-E-N. Word. Weirden? Oh, man. It's crazy. They all finished reading the book. I can't believe we all read this book together.
You have to be Caligari.
Oh. See, I was like, it's you must something, Caligari. You have to.
We'll just sit here and wait for him to show up.
There he is.
Oh, hey.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought he took his hat off and there was another one. Sleeper out in the fields. What the fuck is he doing out there?
Being a tree.
I don't want to go to the fields. There's ticks. Just come on, guys. Quit crying about it.
You just get out here and get
him. You want to go? No.
Come look at him.
God,
Jesus.
I guess we're going.
Ugh,
I don't want to go.
I was supposed to be off like an hour ago. Got stuck reading that stupid book.
Guy said there was no overtime at this job.
Look at him sleeping.
We found him just like that. Yeah.
We've been poking him. He's not even getting up.
One guy rubbed his balls on his face. And he didn't even move.
Look at all that stuff we drew on him.
Like a dick. Walk. I don't know if they're carrying him. Sorry, guys, I hit the mic. Microphone
check. He can walk.
Chicky check. Microphone check. Just put him down right there. I gotta get the door
this
open.
This is okay.
And measure and see if he's gonna fit.
Can you guys fit him through this triangle?
I'll go in first, make sure. Oh, there he is. He's at his desk. I knew it. I told them you were coming back.
Hey, dude, we found your
books. They didn't believe me.
We read your diary.
How'd you know? Dr. Caligari. Of course he is.
I'm not wearing a mask.
Same guy. This is my face.
This is my face. This is just what I look like, you asshole.
Right. I'm a doctor, for God's sakes. I hardly get any sleep. I'm the only one in town. I do the emergency room 24 hours. What is that? What'd you find?
Oh, I don't see anything.
I've never seen this before. What did you bring me, guys?
Who's this? Is this a tree?
Look at his face, guys. Everybody stare at his face. Ready?
Oh!
Oh! Nope. Never seen him. Let me take a closer look just to
Let's see. Maybe he's just dead. dun, dun, dun.
I gotta feel his head. His aura.
I can feel the spirit.
Oh, no. I love him.
He's my son.
His face. Oh my God, he's going to confess any minute now. I just know it.
He loves him. Oh, my
God. Oh, it's touching that guy's heartstrings.
Where is God? Is he dead?
I don't know.
What did you do to him?
You guys. I loved him.
Why did he attack that dude in particular?
Calm down, Dr. Caligari. Don't tell me what to do, you fucking youngers.
My God boy!
Whippersnappers. Stop it, sir. Please, sir.
Damn, how many does it take?
Quick, get a straitjacket.
4, 5, 6. 6 dudes.
Hey, wait, guys.
Wait for me. He didn't say...
guys, wait for me. Oh, now we're going to put him in the insane asylum. This is your bed.
You need to take a nap now.
You get to stare at these amoebas on these walls.
We're going to stare at you. Yep.
See how you like it. Come on, guys. Ha ha. Let me go.
He lost his glasses. He can't see.
Oh, no. He's going to fall asleep and be the next somnambulist. Oh, no.
Oh, this sucks.
Oh, I could take that nap now and get rid of my bags.
That would be helpful.
Good luck working the
24-hour. He's actually like the most attractive guy ever.
Yeah, right.
After he just really needed to sleep. Like, oh my God, you're actually like only 40? What's going on?
Damn it, they're really gonna do it. I was just joking.
I was just kidding, guys.
I didn't want to put him in there. They're back to the beginning.
That guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't believe that.
Dude, are you making this up? No, man, it's true. He's never left his cell. So she's just been crazy ever since? Jane?
I guess.
Isn't she beautiful?
He's like, yeah, I gotta go.
As she stares off into the distance.
You win this story. You win the competition. Yeah. You've seen weirder things.
Laters.
Don't
call you later?
No,
don't
call me.
I'm good.
Maybe
see
not.
You around. All right, I'm gonna look for my fiance, babe.
You can stay here; it's fine.
There she is. Nobody notices this traumatized girl. Oh, the nun does.
Is she wearing a crown? Is she a princess? No. She's a princess now. Oh shit! Is that Zeus?
It's Titan.
Is she in the asylum?
I guess. They're all in there. Is that what this is?
I don't know what's going on. That's the entrance to the hospital they were at.
Oh, maybe it is the asylum and it's like the common area. Oh.
Was that the somnambulist?
Yes.
He's
like, look, he's over there.
Never ask him.
Or you're a dead one. Oh.
He bases that on that one time. Mm-hmm. He answered a question.
He's going to go give What's-Her-Face the flowers. Oh my God, guy.
He's actually
so
just like super emo.
Are you sure he's asleep? Yeah, man, don't look.
Don't look at him. Don't look at him.
Years. I got to go. It's like, oh, shit.
Shit.
He left
don't
me.
Look. Just
oh, hey, Jane.
Hey, guys.
It's good to see you here. Hi, guys. I know you, right?
Oh, look, there you are.
Excuse me. Babe?
Hey,
you ready
there
to go home?
Jane, I love
you. Oh, he still loves her.
Hello? Jane?
Oh, look at that lip.
Yeah.
I love it.
We queens are not permitted to follow the dictates of our hearts. She's lost her damn mind.
Yeah. Excuse me, Your Highness. Look at those eyebrows. 1930s.
Oh, I didn't know you were that kind of crazy. Okay. Well. Oh, is that Dr. Caligari?
Yeah.
No, that's Zeus again.
Mm. Oh, no.
What about it? You? Will you marry me? What about you?
Oh, is that him after his nap?
Is that him? Because he's...
It is him!
I told you.
He's like, hey, guys.
Hey, I'm a new man. I just needed a nice nap without
he's
having
like,
to watch.
Ew.
It's the director who's insane. Oh, he's going to lose his mind now.
Oh, he's in the asylum, too. Oh. He's crazy also.
Like, the crazy people think he's crazy.
Here's Caligari.
I am the director here. What are you doing? Sir,
please.
Calm yourself down.
Strap this patient down. Quickly.
Oh, shit.
You got him? Yeah, I got him. Are you sure? Everybody help. You just sleep. Remember this bed asshole that I slept in?
No, it's a little bit different. It doesn't have amoebas on
it. Oh, it doesn't have the amoebas. Just sleep in here.
Nighty night. There you go, buddy.
Just gotta look at the eyebrows on this guy. Is that Carolyn?
Let me get my Caligari glasses on. I told you it was him.
Listen,
oh, I can
son.
See you now, dear. You're gonna be fine. Let me just put you to sleep for 23 years. Good night. Sleep tight. Ah, ha, ha. Yep. No one's gonna know. I understand his mania. He thinks I am that mystic Caligari. Now I also know how to cure him.
Shock therapy?
Yes.
Lobotomy.
It's always a lobotomy at that point in time. Because
yeah.
Lobotomy's for everything.
The bottom.
Yes, well.
Did you see the hair flip?
Yeah.
I got it.
This is going to be amazing. I cannot wait to put this in my diary.
The end.
The end? But what was the cure?
A lobotomy. That was good. I liked it. I could see how they can say that it's a very artistic film.
Yeah, I could see.
I loved
yeah.
the sets, dude. The sets
they did
were
a really
awesome.
Great job.
They're a fucking awesome set.
Oh, shit. We don't need to see the...
Uh-oh.
No! I don't want
to... Stop it again! Let us know what you think, guys. Did you like this movie?
I did.
I did.
It started off a little slow.
Aside from his, like, talking shit through the whole thing, it was really good.
Yeah,
the storyline, the end, though, I was like, what's he going to do to him? A lobotomy?
It has to... at that point, everything
was... In the 1920s?
Because they didn't have a whole lot of... They didn't have, like, the best handle on mental illness. So lobotomy fixed basically everything.
Yeah.
Because that was supposed to fix everything, but it just made you basically a vegetable.
I did not think about him being the patient in the asylum.
Yeah.
I was fully on, like, oh, what's going to happen? And Dr. Caligari was going to go to the asylum, and the other guy was going to... Or Dr. Caligari was going to go to jail, and the other guy was going to go to an asylum.
Yeah.
The somnambulist.
Yeah.
But I wasn't expecting that. That was a good twist.
But, I mean, I guess when they... assuming that it wasn't that, like,
yeah.
if they had arrested the guy that thought that he was Dr. Caligari,
yeah.
they would put him in an asylum because he was so obsessed and he needed to become Dr. Caligari. So then he's not just a bad guy who's just trying to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
He honestly is like, I need to become this other guy. So clearly he's crazy. We'll put him in
crazy.
The asylums. That's why he's not going to jail.
Yeah.
But then out of nowhere, it was actually Alan.
Yeah, that was in the
seeing the
asylum.
Dude and the queen and...
I just thought it was
I didn't know there was a twist.
I didn't know either. It was really good.
Good job,
let
German
us know. Yeah,
silent
really.
Silent film, guys.
Janowski and Mayer. Janowski?
Nope.
And I have my notes right here. God damn it. Just look at your freaking notes, Pamela.
Janowitz?
Yes. Hans Janowitz and Carl Mayer. It was great.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Especially considering it's 1920s.
I don't think they're alive, but I'm sure they're hearing us.
I know that your spirits are listening to our podcast.
We loved your movie. It was awesome. It was fucking great. Good job. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Aside from talking shit through the whole movie, it was a really good movie. Great, great artistic.
It was so pretty.
The way they made the...
So well done.
Streets and the fucking windows and to look certain different ways.
I like the
stairs. The fair and the stairs were awesome.
I really like
the
stairs.
It was so good how they used just paint to give it that light effect and dark effect.
I mean, because like you got
to
do
nighttime to daytime, and the way they would change the
small amounts.
Colors of the black and whites from, you know, like black and white, gray monotone, and then like pink
and the blue
monotone and blue monotone, and yeah, it was awesome.
Good job.
Yep.
Shots.
Email us any of your suggestions, guys. We have, calm down, Terry.
I'm just so excited.
Don't forget, the 17th of December, email us any of your Christmas movie suggestions so we can announce that in
1 week, really.
One week.
It's
going to
be like right after we publish this, we'll be
ready to do the Christmas special.
Yeah.
So let us know, guys. Email us, drunkandscary@gmail.com. You can listen to us on Spotify, Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, CastBox,
Listen Notes,
a lot of different shit. You can Google us, Pam and Terry, PamTerri, Drunk and Scary.
You're going to find us. We're all over the place.
Here we go.
Cheers.
Goonies never say to die. Oh, hey, Vay. Good?
I'm good.
Good. Good. All right, guys. We'll see you next week for our Christmas special.
Thanks for watching with us.
Bye.
Bye.